play here, but I mean, talk us through what was going through your head when you stepped out there on the mat, because that's got to be intimidating, going against someone who's beat you before.
I said it doesn't matter. If you win, you win. You lose, you lose. Next day, it doesn't really matter. I'm just glad that today I won her, and I hope next year I can become a champ again for Emporia High School.
So basically looking to be maybe the first back-to-back state champion in girls' history for Emporia High. Is that the goal next year?
Yes. Yes, very much.
What are you going to do in the off season to really kind of keep yourself going and keep improving?
I'm going to try to go for summer camp for wrestling and see how it goes.
Fantastic. Well, Alexa, I've gotten to know you pretty well over the last few years. I know that you're not somebody that rests on their laurels. You like to think ahead to the next thing. But I think I speak for everybody in Emporia when I say, girl, go enjoy this one for a little while.
Yeah.
You wrestled absolutely amazing. I do have to ask, you know, you were on bottom for pretty much that entire third period. That had to be exhausting. I mean, she was riding very hard throughout that. What did you do? What was going through your head there trying to stay in control?
I just said control my breathing and don't let her pull a half on me and keep my arms tight and just whatever.
Well, you did get the stall point up there at the end. I mean, it looked like you were working pretty hard, but when you got 235 pounds on your back, that's got to be hard to make any kind of movement.
Yeah. I really did try to get up, but it did not work.
Hey, we saw it over here. We didn't believe it. We definitely didn't. We don't think that point should have been awarded, but hey, we're biased. But Alexa, congratulations to you.
Thank you
we cannot wait to see what you do next year. Of course, your senior year coming up here, and I'm certainly hoping that come next year we're calling a back-to-back right here. She's getting emotional on me. Don't start crying because I'm going to start crying. But we know how hard you worked. Last year you go from fifth place now to state champion. I mean, I know I've said it, enjoy it, but I mean, I haven't really asked the question, what does this really mean to you aside from a beautiful medal and a bracket in your hand?
I'm so eternally grateful for my coaches, my family, whoever supported us, our booster club and all that. And overall, I thank my God, Jesus Christ, for being by my side and helping me through it.
Alexa Castillo, the very first girls champion in Emporia High wrestling history at 235 pounds. Alexa, one more time, big hugs and congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Go enjoy the win. I'm sure there's going to be a big party waiting for you back home in Emporia here later tonight. All righty. That is Alexa Castillo, our 235-pound state champion. And, she may not be the last champion we're talking to tonight because we still have two more matchups to go. Our next one is right on deck at 115 pounds. We have Haley Botrus of Emporia High looking to claim the 115-pound title against Avery Hinojos. This will be a return match from the regional finals. Here again, just like the last match was, all three of our championship matches will be return matches from the regional finals. As Castillo gets a big hug from Kevin Hines there off to the side. We'll get Kevin back on the headset here. Such a great moment here already. History has been made at 235 pounds. Will we do it again at 115 pounds? Haley Botrus is out on the mat right now. Kevin Hines, former Emporia High state finalist, joining me back here. As we are getting set here again for the 115-pound state title matchup. And again, history has already been made here if you're just tuning in, as we are getting set for a possible second title. As we've been asked to stay seated for this matchup, we'll do our best here. As we are underway at 115 pounds, Haley Botrus again taking on Hinojos of Newton. Emporia High, currently in the standings, is in fifth place behind Newton. So this is a very important matchup, not only for a state title, but also in the point system. Emporia High has been as high as third place in the team standings here at the tournament, as we have a minute 45 left to go in the first period. Both wrestlers fighting for hand control, and they go out of bounds. We come back to center now. Botrus lost by fall in the regional finals to Hinojos of Newton. Newton, now Hinojos, gets the headlock, takes Batrice straight down to the mat, right to her back with the headlock, gets a three-point takedown. It's an early 3-0 lead here for Newton's Hinojos. Now, she's got the chicken wing. She's starting to run it, working from the right side, trying to run Haley to the left. Haley flattens out on the mat in the center circle. Switching the hips here is Hinojos. She goes from left to right now on the right side of Haley's body, and now they flatten out on the mat yet again. It's chest to back for Hinojos on top of Batrice of Emporia. 60 seconds remain in the first period. Hinojos out in front, 3-0.
And Haley's got to remember to stay composed here. She's got 50 seconds. She needs to get to her base and get an escape.
Trying to go for the cradle. Working from right to left here is Hinojos. Haley doing a great job of extending legs, not letting her get her hooks in on her. With 35 seconds left to go, still flat out, chest first on the mat is Batrice. Another chicken wing attempt here, trying to run it again is Hinojos. She's working around. She was on the right side, now up on top of Batrice's hips, trying to sink in the hooks. She circles back off to the right side of Batrice, who's still flat to the mat, trying to run her again, this time with a right side chicken wing. 8 seconds remain in the first period. Somebody please get the photographer out of the way so we can see.
He's in the way
just a little bit. Thank you, Decatia staff. They overheard my little gripe there. I was only joking, but I appreciate it. Thank you. We'll send you the check later. Thank you so much. Well, at the end of the first period, it's 3-0. Hinojos of Newton over Batrice of Emporia High. Now we are back to action here. Batrice on the top position, riding here on Hinojos. Hinojos trying to get out of bounds. As working on the left side, still in a referee's type position here, is Batrice. From the left side of Hinojos, Hinojos reaches back up over the top of her head, trying to roll Haley over with a headlock. She does, but they fall out of bounds, so no reversal will be awarded there. Hinojos still up 3-0 over Emporia High's Batrice.
And Batrice is 100% still in this match.
Yes, she is. Batrice sets up left side, trying to explode back up, was Hinojos. Batrice has that left arm draped through, looking for
a collar tie. Yep, a collar tie spiral.
She goes for the crossface now, does Batrice. Basing back up is Hinojos on her knees, now tripoding up. Haley trying to hold her down. 1:15 left to go in the second period. Hinojos gets back to her feet, peels the hands away. No escape awarded just yet. She's now chest to back on top of Batrice, but Batrice still has control of the right leg, so no reversal. Hinojos circles around, and now she has it. She's now on top 5-0 with the two-point reversal against Batrice of Emporia. 52 seconds left to go. Do want to remind everybody that to get to this matchup, Haley had to overcome an 8-1 deficit in her semifinal matchup last night in the third period, won it 12-9. So she's definitely not out here with 40 seconds remaining in the second period, trailing 5-0. Riding the hips right now is Hinojos, reaching underneath the right arm, grabbing the left, trying to pull it through, is Hinojos. Haley not giving it to her. Still riding the hips is Hinojos of Newton. Now looking for a cradle. Haley, using her hips, trying to skirt out from underneath Hinojos, who's giving her a lot of room, but she can't do it. She's still flat to the mat here.
Haley is defending every combination that this lady's trying to throw at her. She is doing a great job.
5 seconds remain in the second period. Trying to sit out now is Batrice, but time will expire here in the second period. We go to the third with Haley Batrice trailing 5-0 in this 115-pound state title matchup. Batrice will take the down position to start. Setting up on the right side is Hinojos. She immediately breaks Haley back down to the mat. Flat out, trying to reach through to grab the left wrist is Hinojos, working on a right side half. Haley now trying to base back up, and Hinojos just goes ahead and puts that knee right into the back and puts her right back down. trying to circle out of it again is Batres, working on a right side chicken wing is Hinojos. Now Hinojos just happy to ride on top. She's still trying to work that half, this time on the left side. Haley doing a good job of sealing off her arm so she can't get it through. They're still at center here. Batres almost squeaked out from underneath, but getting that left leg back over to stop her momentum was Hinojos. Hinojos still on top now. She's trying for a cross face from the right side. Haley's got to get going here. She needs to get back up, get the escape, and go for a takedown.
Yeah, she has to. Hinojos, she's going to wrestle smart right now. She's wrestling smart. All she's trying to do is ride out the period on top, and Batres has to get up. She has to have a sense of urgency here, down 5-0 with 53 seconds to go.
Batres now starting to base up, but she's having trouble with her right arm as it's being controlled by Hinojos from the left side. 44 seconds remain in the matchup. Batres still on her knees, trying to get back up, getting broken down every time. And you got to give Hinojos credit. She knows how to ride. She's doing it very effectively. 30 seconds remain in the matchup.
But Batres is not slowing down. She's moving. She's steadily working, trying to get it. 20 seconds to go.
A reversal and a near fall could tie it up, if not give Batres the lead, but she's only got 15 seconds left to do it. Both wrestlers still basing up here. Now 13 seconds, and the clock is ticking down. Haley Batres trying to sit out here. Five seconds remain. Haley standing up, and that's going to do it. She just gets flung to the mat. And Batres will fall 5-1, gets the escape at the end in the 115-pound state championship matchup. Great effort by Batres.
Super proud of her. She has come a long way, and she's coming back next year, and I think she's going to win a state title.
I agree with you 100%. Well, that does it for the 115-pound matchup, but we are not finished. We're keeping it right here as right now we go to our final championship match at 120 pounds. It is the number one ranked Kensley Medrano looking to complete the story here as she has gone from missing the podium entirely to missing it by one round to now finishing on one of the top two spots. In her corner, reffing or coaching this matchup will be her head coach, Sean Russell, and the legendary Curtis Simons. Simons and Russell also in the corner for Batres earlier and for Alexa Castillo. And here we go, getting set now. Facing off against Medrano will be Taylee Heston of Topeka Seaman. Heston was defeated by Medrano in an ultimate tiebreaker, 2-1, the final score in favor of Medrano at the regionals, giving Medrano the regional championship. Another bout of quick history. Medrano has a chance to be the first state champion in her family. Her father, a four-time state placer, state runner-up, his senior year back in 1999. So a lot of wrestling pedigree in this young lady. Kevin, if you're Medrano, what has to be the plan of attack here against Heston, somebody who you know very well and somebody you've come out on top of before?
She has to stay fundamentally sound, but at the same time, hold nothing back. What I will say about Kinsley, she is in a very good mindset. Sometimes these bright lights will stun you a little bit, but she has controlled it, stayed composed, and I am very excited to see her wrestle this match. Looking really good.
We're waiting for the final whistle over on the boys' side. As here we go. We are getting ready. Again, this is the 120-pound girls matchup here at the 5A State Championship Tournament. History's already been made once in 235-pound action. Alexa Castillo winning the state title earlier this evening. Medrano looking to join her. If you're just tuning in now, 115 pounds, Haley Batres put up a valiant effort against Hinojos of Newton, but came up just short. 5-1 will finish in second place. A great run there for Haley Batres. Waiting for the presentation of awards. waiting for the presentation of awards over here before we start the matchup at 120 pounds. Do want to say very quickly, we appreciate, as we get a big thumbs up from Kinsley Medrano, want to say thank you to all of you that have been tuning in here all weekend long. We thank all of our sponsors and everyone back home who supports Emporia High Wrestling. This is a magical moment in the making. Medrano about to wrestle the most important match of her life here at the 5A State Tournament. As Kevin Hines next to me, myself, both have known Kinsley since she was a little girl. We're both rocking back and forth right now. Can only imagine what Coach Brooke Medrano is doing at this moment.
Yeah, brother, I think I'm sweating more.
I haven't even wrestled yet. We both look like we just got done with five rounds.
Super excited.
Oh, the anticipation is mounting here. Let's get it going. A lot of formalities here, and now here we go. Kinsley in her stance. Shake of the hands, blow of the whistle. We're underway at 120-pound championship action. A lot of hand fighting to start things off. Kinsley pushing on the head of Heston. Heston now trying to grab a Russian tie on the right side. That's a 2-1. Now Kinsley circling. She's got a leg. Let's it go. She brings her to the mat. It's a 3-0 lead. Quick takedown there from Adrano, who has control of the waist on the left side of Heston. Heston trying to base back up. Now working the chicken wing on the right side is Medrano. She's got it in. Can she turn the corner and start to drive? Heston having trouble keeping her balance. She's trying to tripod up. Medrano not letting her do it.
Kinsley's riding really, really good right now. Riding tough, keeping that wrist leaning on the right side, trying to put her down, drive her over.
Medrano getting a little high up on the hips, almost got dumped, but she maintains control here. Still on top. 3-0 with 1:08 left to go in the first period of this 120-pound state championship matchup. Medrano reaches underneath, now grabs the shoulder strap. Getting back to her feet is Heston. Medrano not letting her go. She's still trying to pull in that left leg. The 1 point escape awarded as Heston breaks free, or Medrano maybe lets her go. That's up to you to decide. Forehead to forehead now, just outside the left side of the center circle. Fighting for hand control, once again, are Medrano and Heston. Again, at the regional finals just 2 weeks ago, Medrano won an ultimate tiebreaker 2-1 to claim the regional title, advancing here to the state tournament over Heston. Heston, forehead to forehead with Medrano now, starting to push the issue. Nice snap there by Kinsley. She has front headlock control, lets her go. 15 seconds left to go. More pushing and shoving at center. Now has the 2-1 Russian tie on the left side of Medrano, but she can't hold on to it. They go back to hand fighting, forehead to forehead at center. They're circling, 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 and the time will run out in the first period. It's 3-1 Medrano as we head to the second period. See what the call will be here as Heston defers. Medrano takes the bottom position. I like that call right there. She just needs to explode up.
I love
it. She'll be up 4-1.
I love it.
Medrano immediately fires up. Heston brings her back to the mat. Now Kinsley starting to tripod up, trying to get back to her standing position. She gets brought back to her base in the center. Working on the left side with a half is Heston. Heston now trying to drive Medrano over. Medrano putting her head straight to the mat, not giving her the opening for the momentum. Now Medrano gets flattened out. Riding the hips here is Heston. Heston has control of the right wrist. Medrano circles out but gets caught off. She can't get free just yet. Now she's reaching up on the top of her head. She's looking for a fireman's carry over the top, but Heston able to circle out of Medrano's grip. Now Heston, chest to back on Medrano, who's on her knees at her base.
Still 3-1 with a minute to go.
Heston is working across the back of the body of Medrano. Medrano has control of the left leg of Heston. She gets flattened back out in the center again as Medrano on her stomach. Heston still on top, has been on top this entire second period with 47 seconds remaining in the second.
Medrano doing a really good job of keeping her base and fighting hands, not giving her anything. Doing
once
a
again,
really good job.
Heston trying to maintain control on the right side, has control of the elbow. Kensley almost got back to her feet. They got brought down back to the mat. Now Kensley trying to circle free, still in her base. Working the left side half is Heston. 18 seconds remaining in the second period. Medrano up 3-1. Still trying to sink in the half on the left side is Heston. She's getting very high up on the hips.
Kinsley needs to stand up with that. She's got to keep her base and fight that. She's got 4 seconds left. She's going to hold this position, and we're going to end that period 3-1.
You are correct. The end of the second period sees Medrano up 3-1, heading into the final 2 minutes of regulation in this 120-pound state championship matchup. We've seen one state title for the Lady Spartans so far at 235. Can we see it again at 120?
Yes,
Medrano.
We can.
Sets in on the left side of Heston. Heston stays in her base, not letting Medrano manipulate her too much there. Now starting to stand back up, and Kensley's going to cut her loose.
That's okay.
A one-point escape. It's 3-2 Medrano.
We would rather have one than two, so now we just got to keep a good stance, wrestle smart, and Kensley's up by one, and we keep it that way.
A little bit of head pushing between both wrestlers. Now Kensley's looking for the two-on-one Russian tie to the left side, fighting for wrist control. Little tap of the knee there, trying to make Heston make a move. She doesn't go for it. Pulling on the head is Medrano as they're both standing forehead to forehead. A minute 25 remaining in the matchup.
This is where we stay fundamentally sound and wrestle smart. With the minute 20 to go, she's ahead.
Another knee tap there by Medrano. This time she kind of sinks the fingers in, tries to pull her into her. She won't go. Tried the ankle pick to Medrano. Didn't fully commit to it. Now shooting in deep on a single leg is Heston. Heston has control of the right leg of Medrano. If Medrano can get her leg free and just circle around to the back, she'll have a three-point takedown.
Medrano's got a great sprawl going right now.
55 seconds left to go. Medrano making herself long. She gets her legs free, and she'll let Heston up. Again, no control was established there, so no one-point escape is awarded. It's still 3-2 Medrano with 40 seconds remaining. We are 40 seconds from pandemonium here in Hartman. Fighting for wrist control, forehead to forehead. Another knee tap here by Medrano, just trying to feel anything out right now.
Wrestling smart, stopping them shots. She sprawled out.
Shooting in on the left leg was Heston. Sprawling out is Medrano. They come back to standing. Medrano has a deep underhook on the right side. We have 18 seconds left to go. Another desperate shot here by Heston.
And a great sprawl by Medrano.
She stuffs it again. She's got waist control. Her chest to the back, 8 seconds. Count it down with us, Emporia. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 120 pounds, state champion, Kensley Medrano does it.
Good job, baby, good job.
Get the sparkling cider ready. We're bringing home two state titles, baby. History made in Hartman. Kensley Medrano does it. She goes from no podium to the top of the podium.
State champ. That was amazing.
She right there, Coach awesome Brooke job. Medrano embracing his daughter. How can you not be emotional about wrestling, ladies and gentlemen? The greatest sport on earth. The emotions, the love, the competition, everything about it. Oh, my goodness.
That makes it all worth it. I love it. That's awesome. That makes everything worth it. I'll tell you what, this weekend has been full of ups and downs.
Oh, my gosh.
But I think we just ended it on an up. You can't get any higher than that. That's awesome.
History made twice here as Emporia High now has its very first two girls state champions. Alexa Castillo at 235 pounds, the underdog in her matchup, comes up big, comes
undefeated
from behind, and defeats Redcorn of Capon, who is a heavy favorite to take the whole thing. Not today, says Castillo. And now, looking across the way, jumping for joy, is Kensley Medrano. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what wrestling is all about. The highs, the lows, the celebration, the family. We're about to have a party in Emporia, ladies and gentlemen. Start popping the streamers. Get the fizzy water out. We're going to have a good time in E-Town tonight. Oh, my goodness. Going to try and see if we can get a word with our new state champion in Kensley Medrano. Try and get head coach Sean Russell as well. We'll keep it here for just a moment as Kevin Hines is going to go try and track down Medrano and Russell. Let's do a quick recap here of the weekend. Six placers at state. Sixth places in Sienna Spaulding in the girls' 105-pound bracket. Also, we had a sixth place on the boys' side at 150 pounds in Dustin Dobson, the dog. We had a fifth place finish in Yanelli Carranza at 145 pounds on the girls' side, and two state champions in Kensley Medrano and Alexa Castillo, and let's not forget about the mighty Haley Botrus. Botrus fought back so many times over this weekend. Of course, her semifinal matchup last night is the stuff of legend. It's what you love to see. She was down 8-1. She came back to win it 12-9. Could not get the job done here tonight, but she fought to the very end. Give Botrus so much credit there. What a magical weekend it has been here in Hartman Arena. Again, we're going to keep it here for just a moment as we try to get a word with our new 120-pound girls champion, Kensley Medrano. Try and get head coach Sean Russell as well. My goodness. This gives us a quick moment to say thank you to all of our incredible sponsors who have made it possible for us to bring you this exciting action from the 5A State Wrestling Tournament. Want to say a huge rundown here once again. The Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person, not an account number. Also, Dr. Todd Detweiler, MD, family physician, reminding you that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Spartan Wrestlers good luck. Emporia Public Schools, they build futures, wishing the Spartan Wrestlers a successful postseason. OCL Garza at John North Ford would like to wish the Emporia High Boys and Girls Wrestling teams the best of luck in the postseason as well. For a newer used vehicle, stop in and see OCL Garza at John North Ford. Plumbing by Spellman and 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all the Lady Spartan and Spartan wrestlers during the postseason. Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, carrying on the trust and tradition since 1928. Planet Sub, fresh sandwiches, wraps, and oven-baked subs on made-from-scratch bread. Planet Sub from across Walmart. And also, quite possibly the proudest mother in the arena right now, Callie Medrano, agent with Shelter Insurance, protecting champions on and off the mat, proudly supporting the Spartan men and Lady Spartan wrestling teams in their postseason. Still waiting to try and get a word here with Kensley Medrano as Curtis Simons, again, the legendary Coach Simons, in the corner of Medrano during that matchup, making his way down over here. My goodness, what a weekend it's been here in Hartman Arena. Coach Simon's going to join us here on the headset. And, well, Curtis, I have known you for a very long time, longer than I'll admit on the air. You were very emotional last night after Kensley punched her ticket to the state finals. How are you feeling right now?
It's a great day to be a Spartan.
Yes, it is.
Our kids, we had a great day yesterday, and we've never had a state champ. Of course, this is the fifth year of girls wrestling, but we had not one but two state champions. Our kids are learning angles, setups. Wrestling's a big chess match, and we've had some pretty good games tonight.
Well, Curtis, I can hear it in your voice right there. We talked to Alexa Castillo a little bit ago and what was going through her mind as you were watching that match. You know, we talked about it beforehand. The Capen girl, I mean, she is a beast, and
undefeated.
It was going to be a tough one.
She beat us, what, four or five times this year?
Yeah.
We had Mike Tovar. We had a game plan going in, and we followed our game plan. Kenzie Mendrano, same thing. We had a we got heavy hands. We get our angles. We snap her, get the takedown, and yep. we, That girl had beat her all year long. Then at the Newton tournament, we beat that girl, took her down three times. And she has a modified Russian, pulls it across, gets her angle steps. And it's a timing thing. It's a tempo thing.
Yeah.
And we beat her at the regionals in the ultimate tiebreaker. So tonight it was nice to beat her in regulation.
Yeah, it was nice to not have the extra heart palpitations that we were already feeling there. But, Curtis, you know, you mentioned this is the fifth year of girls wrestling for Emporia High. To have two state champions in a single night in 5 years' time, you know, you got to talk a little bit about the coaching staff that you have there. I mean, obviously, head coach Sean Russell, yourself. You have Kelly Olson also helping out, you know, Mama Olson, as she's known. You have Mike Tobar. You have John Kiasabunhong. I mean, you have so much knowledge in that wrestling room every single week.
Yeah, Sean, he's a good team manager. He does a great job. For me, it's fun. I get to go show technique, have a good time, have fun.
I know you love that technique.
Talk wrestling to parents, talk wrestling to kids. And I tell the kids, when we do things, this is why we're doing this. You know, and kids, it's anymore. Anyways, like I said, it's been a fun. We've improved so much. It's been a great year.
Curtis, I've said it all weekend long, the legendary Curtis Simons. And, you know, you are no stranger to state champions, but this one has to feel extra special.
Oh, yeah. It's anytime you win a state championship, I mean, it's a Kodak moment. I mean, I'm dating myself, but it's a Kodak moment.
Well, Curtis, get you off the headset here real quick. We're now joined by head coach Sean Russell. And, Curtis can attest to this, Sean.
Get here, coach.
Curtis can attest to this. We like to say you never forget your first. Well, Sean, I think a little extra reason why you'll never forget your first. You had your first and your second almost back-to-back. How are you feeling right now?
Oh, you know, it's a great day to be a Spartan, as Coach Simon said. Yeah. You know, it's phenomenal. These girls, they gave us their heart and soul, and, you know, we just appreciate everything they sacrificed for us. You know, our coaching staff, everything, you know, it's just... It's a wonderful thing. It all came together, and we peaked at the right time, and it's been a phenomenal weekend.
I know it's been a very up-and-down journey these last 5 years. It's had its highs. It's had its lows. I mean, got to think that roller coaster ride that you've been through in the coaching position, it's got to have been all worth it for this.
100%. You know, about 2 years ago when our junior class were freshmen, we knew what we had, and we knew it would take some time to kind of develop them up, and we're right here. And, you know, good things keep coming for the Lady Spartan wrestling teams.
Sean, last thing for you here. We've talked about it for years. You know, 5 years of Lady Spartan wrestling now. It took so long to get to that point. We say grow girls wrestling every single day. How much of a difference maker do you think this shows everybody about how important it is to invest in these young men and women?
Oh, it's a community, you know, whether you're a Spartan wrestler or a Lady Spartan wrestler, all the coaches are there for everybody, everybody, the fans, the community. It's great.
Well, we're going to get you off the headset now because we have two special guests joining us here. We'll start at 115 pounds, Haley Botris of Emporia High, the state runner-up here. And, well, Haley, I know it wasn't the result you were hoping for, but I see a huge smile on your face right now. How are you feeling getting to be right near the top of that podium here tonight?
I feel really great. It's my first time ever placing here, so I'm really happy.
Hey, top two. You can't beat that as your first time, right?
Yeah.
So how is this going to motivate you to keep working and moving forward? I know you have one more year left, so...
This is my last year.
Oh, this is your last year. You are a senior. I'm so sorry. I'm so scatterbrained right now. I apologize. But I guess, you know, what does it mean for you to be able to end your career here right near the top of that podium? You had a tough opponent. You hung in through the whole way. I mean, you've got to be very proud of yourself.
Yeah, I'm super really happy because I didn't get pinned this time by her, so.
Yeah. Well, you have the medal right here. Show it off a little bit. Let us see it here.
Yes.
I got to imagine you got a special place picked out in the maybe on the wall back home for that one.
Definitely, yeah.
Definitely. Well, what do you want to say to everybody listening out there in Emporia? Talk to them. Let them know how you're feeling right now.
Thank you, everybody, who supported me throughout my whole career, and I love you guys.
Fantastic. Haley, anything else? I mean, you got to be riding cloud nine right now. Has it really sunk in yet that you're one of the top two wrestlers in your class at 5A?
No,
has it even sunk in yet?
It hasn't.
You look to be in shock a little bit. It's happening. This is real.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pinch you to make sure you know, but congratulations, Haley. You have had such a great tournament. And before we let you go, one special moment I really want to talk to you about. Last night in the semifinals, you had a big come from behind. And there's a video that's circulating out there now of that moment. You collapsed, exhausted, putting everything out there that you possibly could. Can you just talk about this entire weekend? Obviously, the second place finish is great, but You know, talk about this last run here for you at Emporia High. I can see the tears in your eyes right now.
Yeah.
You know, what has it meant for you to get to be a Spartan? What has it meant for you to compete with these wonderful young ladies right alongside you?
It's meant everything to me, and I love being a part of this family. Sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Let it go. Well, I mentioned the video. You saw the video. You and your opponent embraced.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about the sportsmanship, you know. How did that feel, being able to know that you had that respect from your peers?
It feels great. This is my favorite sport, and it's amazing that everybody's so supportive of each other.
Congratulations again, Haley, on your runner-up here. Go enjoy it. We'll talk to you a little bit later. We now welcome in a very special guest at 120 pounds. You're going to hear some microphones bumping here as we're hugging Kensley Medrano. Kensley, you came in ranked number one. You leave number one. How are you feeling right now?
Don't know. It hasn't really, like, kicked in yet, but I'm just feeling very grateful, honestly. Just all the hard work that I've put in, like, finally paying off, it means a lot to me, and winning it because my dad never got to, and getting to rub that in his face a little bit. So
do you feel like you also kind of won it, not just for you, but for him as well?
Oh, of course. That match was definitely for him. Yeah, all for him. Whew.
Well, you are a junior. You got one more year here.
Yep.
What's the goal next year? I got to imagine back-to-back.
Yeah, back-to-back for sure. Or just wrestle another great tournament, you know, wrestle my heart out. But, yeah, I definitely want to be a back-to-back champ. That'd be awesome.
Well, another big question for you here is, obviously, only 5 years in with Lady Spartan Wrestling. You've been here for the last 3 years, so a big portion of that. You went from no podium the last 2 years, barely missing it, to the top of the podium. I mean, I asked if it's sunk in yet, but I mean, really, what was the driving factor here throughout the season and in this tournament to get you to the top of that podium?
I definitely think that, like, when you come to these tournaments and you either, like, lose or get pinned, like, you'll never forget that feeling. And honestly, I remember my freshman year, I got pinned the first, I went 0-2 was my blood round, and I remember looking at the lights and being like, I never want to see those damn lights again. I want to pin every single girl.
Very good. Well, I appreciate that. I guess the last question I have for you, Kensley Medrano, how does it feel to be a state champion?
It feels awesome!
Kensley, congratulations. I don't want to hold you up. I know you got to go get your medal and your photos taken, so we'll let you go. We'll talk to you again a little bit later. But history made. You and Alexa Castillo, first girls champions in Emporia High history.
Yep.
I'll have a much bigger hug for you in just a moment when we get off the air.
Thank
congratulations.
You.
We are so proud of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Kensley Medrano, 120-pound state champion, joining us here. And, well, folks, that's going to do it. A magical evening here in Hartman Arena. What a great sight it was. Wow. I'm exhausted. It's been a great weekend. We're going to go ahead and wrap things up here. We'll have more on KVOE.com a little bit later here this evening and by tomorrow as well. We appreciate all of you tuning in here for coverage of the Emporia High Wrestling Teams at the 5A State Championship Tournament. History made in Hartman Arena. We'll talk to you again this time next year for Connie Osorios back at the KVOE Studios, Dylan Sherwood. We appreciate you guys helping get us on the air. Also, Sean Thornton, thank you very much. To my broadcast partners, Kevin Hines, Drew Baker, thank you so much for lending your expertise to these calls. We'll talk to you again in 2026. One more time, I just got to say it again. History made in Hartman Arena. We're bringing home two state titles, baby. Thanks for tuning in here on KVOE Live and Local.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Emporia High School Spartan Wrestling. Emporia High School Wrestling is brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia.